And good morning, Australia, and good evening, America. You're listening to Radio Tony Everyday Business, and we have a brand new show today. This week, we are starting a series of four shows with the gorgeous Wendy McQuinney. And I've been dying to have Wendy on the show for quite a while now, and I'm excited that we can start 2021 with Wendy's show. Now, Wendy is from Inner Genius Global, and before I introduce her, just a reminder that anything we talk about on the show today, you can find on radiotony.com under the co-host tab, where you'll find links to anything that we talk about and links, more importantly, to Wendy and her information. We also are live streaming into LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube, and listening live online today and waiting for your comments, questions, and queries is the gorgeous Paolo from the Philippines. Now, if you have anything that he can't answer, he will provide you with an email so you can get in contact with either me or Wendy. So, if you miss anything, don't forget to jump on radiotony.com where you will find all of that information again, plus show notes. Now, I want to tell you this morning about the gorgeous Wendy, who has a life which has been varied and exciting. She commenced her career as a professional ballroom Latin dance teacher and adjudicator, teaching both children and adults. Her career path progressed from customer service with the airlines, flight attendant for a major airline, and exclusive air cruising company to event management. Wendy's life has not been without challenges, but with those challenges have come wonderful opportunities for further learning and development. Wendy received a book called You Were Born Rich by Bob Proctor in 2016 and became hooked on the information, like many of us. After attending a live event, she then wrote two books on the subject of empowering people to follow their dreams. This led Wendy to her current journey to take this information and make it available to children, and Inner Genius Global was born. Inner Genius Kids and the Inner Genius Teens programs enable children to achieve their full inner potential, and doing so, empower them to achieve the mind strength and resilience they need in this modern era. Inner Genius Kids and Inner Genius Teens programs empower children to create their life of success. If a child has a strong, resilient mind, they are able to face life's challenges with greater confidence. Good morning, Wendy, and welcome to Radio Tony.
Thank you very much, Tony. Thank you for having me.
As I said, I've been waiting ages to have you on the show, and I'm so excited that we've finally got here, because I love what Wendy does. I love what she's created with Inner Genius Global. So let's begin talking about your amazing company and what Inner Genius Global intends to do.
Well, Inner Genius inspires people and children with inquiring minds to imagine, dream, achieve, and succeed. And this is done through a series of programs and also books, virtual board game, and it helps them develop skills and abilities for critical thinking, which lays the foundation to create a happier, clearer, more contented life.
Fantastic, Wendy. I'm going to delve into that a little bit more later in the show, but I want to just go back to Bob Proctor's book and what it was that you read in the book that created such a change in your life.
Well, many years ago, I was involved with a multi-level marketing company, and my upline, who was my coach at the time, used to tell me things about mindset and if you think this way, this will happen. But he was never able to tell me the full story. I got snippets. So it's like a jigsaw puzzle. I only got pieces of the puzzle. But after reading Bob Proctor's book, I thought, I then started having questions about, you know, who am I and what am I meant to do with my life and is this what life is all about? And reading through the book, the pieces of the puzzle were put together and I finally realized, oh, well, this is what life is all about. And then I thought, oh, well, this is really interesting. I want to learn more and more. So then I signed up and studied one of the programs, had a mind strength coach who was part of the Proctor Gallagher team, and I attended a seminar over in Canada, met Bob and Sandy myself, and it was just an incredible experience, and it just opened up this world that I didn't know anything about, and it allowed me to realize this is what I'm meant to do and this is me and this is what I'm about.
Yes. Fantastic. And so that actually led to you writing two books. What were those two books, Wendy?
Well, while I was over there at the conference over in Canada, it was a six-day event called The Matrix. And while I was there, one of the guest speakers, Peggy McCall, she's a New York Times bestseller and she's written programs on writing books. I've always had this dream in the back of my mind that I'd like to write a book.
Yes.
So I wrote the first one, How to Change Your Life in 6 Days, which was like a diary entry of what I learned through the 6 days. And if you go through the 6 days, well, then you can make your life better by understanding the material. And then after that, friends of mine, they went down to Sydney to a well-known motivational speaker. And
yes.
And then they came back and I caught up with them. I said, well, how was it and everything like that? And they said, oh, it was absolutely brilliant, but we've got this exercise book. And I said, well, how is that working out? Oh, well, we haven't bothered to go through it. And then that got me thinking, how many times do people go and attend conferences, you get all G'd up, you go home, and then you've got no one there to help you and support you? So then I thought,
yes,
I'll write a book about how to get people motivated after a conference. And it was all about getting yourself a criteria to set down how to achieve what you wanted to achieve from that meeting. And it's all about, it's called Big Girl's Pants, and it's about, yeah, pull up those big girl's pants and get the job done.
Yep.
And if you wanted to achieve something, you just go ahead and achieve it.
Wendy, those two books are still available, yes?
Yes, through Amazon, I believe, yeah.
Excellent. Thank you. So the two books started you on a different journey that you were on, and I understand that there's some more books as well. Before we get back to Inner Genius, there were some more books as well. So you've written some children's books. Can you tell me about those?
Yes. Well, during the course of the last few years, I've been coaching adults and I thought, well, you know, is there a way to deliver all of this information to the young children? So after developing the programs, I thought, well, what about the younger children? Let's get them from really young and get them to start learning this information. So what I've done is created 9 books which are covering the same material that the programs are covering, but in a rhyming fashion and making
yes.
it with augmented reality, so and it engages the children. So after they've gone through the 9 books, there is a virtual board game of the books itself. So they're continually learning and understanding this material. So it's basically to follow on from babies right through to the end of their school life.
So, Wendy, your passion now is to make sure we teach children from a young age about how their minds work and how mindset plays into their lives. So you're focused mostly on children, but you still talk to adults and help with mindset, yes?
I do, yes. But as you say, my main focus now is through the children and the children's programs and books.
So with children, And your ability to connect with them, how much of the information do they take forward into their adult lives if they learn it at a young age?
Well, if you go back 2,500 years ago, we've got Aristotle, Socrates, Plato, and they talk about teaching children critical thinking. And in fact, they say that the laws of thought is the basis for critical thinking. So if we can have the children to start thinking about what they're thinking about at an early age, and that helps them to develop confidence and self-belief. And each child is unique. They all have exactly the same abilities to achieve. It doesn't matter what their background, what their culture is, they all have the same ability. So if we can have them understanding that, they can have a happy, successful life.
So essentially, if we teach them how to manage their mind, it doesn't really, it has what happens to them or how life happens to them will, it'll make them more resilient, won't it, Wendy?
It will do. So if we teach them a way to think, and that will help them to believe in themselves, have positive thoughts. So as they are growing up, they will then learn to have better choices, make better decisions, so they can then have a clearer, happier life. It opens up this world of possibilities if they have a positive mindset.
And if they don't lose that wonderful imagination that children innately have, and that we tend to lose as we grow and age, if we had a generation of children that still have an imagination that they can create anything that they want to create, imagine what sort of world we might live in, 10 or 20 years' time, Wendy.
Well, that's right. I mean, I get excited about thinking that what I've created, it comes to fruition if somebody during their lifetime reads the book or part of books, the board game, and then the programs. They will learn then to make decisions better, to have a clearer thoughts and make their life better. And that's what it's all about. And that's what creates the emotion to think about children starting out and what they can achieve later on in life. It's just wonderful.
I know, because for you and I, and myself included, I didn't learn about mindset and how you can change and create your life until I was in my mid-40s. And I kind of think it, and that's why I'm really excited to bring Wendy to the listeners, because we now have that ability to make sure that our children are resilient and that they learn about this stuff at a young age, so it carries forth through their adult years, and they're not learning about it later in life, like Wendy and I have. So, Wendy, the key elements that make inner genius stand out from the crowd, what do you think those things are?
Well, I think the key elements are that we are inspiring minds to imagine and dream. And what if we develop these skills and abilities for critical thinking, there is no stopping them from being able to achieve and succeed. They have self-belief, they have confidence, they're accepting of others, accepting of other culture. And if we get them to, ask questions, and that leads them to make better decisions. So that's what, that's what we intend, that's what we hope, to achieve.
Do you think that by unlocking a child's potential earlier, we create a better world and a better humanity?
Most definitely. If the children learn that by thinking a particular way and changing to the positive thoughts, they're likely to grow up more accepting. If they learn a new way to think, they can then form their own beliefs and opinions. And when they come across people, humanity, with different cultures and that, they wouldn't be inclined to say, well, you don't agree with what I'm agreeing, therefore you're no good. Instead, they will be asking questions, oh, what's your culture like? And what food do you eat? And it's more accepting. So it makes the whole world a nicer place.
Absolutely. I was listening to one of my guests the other day, and he was speaking about the way that our minds predominantly focus on the negative, and if only we could all change that to focus on the positive,
Yes.
which again links into that acceptance of other people's differences. And we see it across the adult world at the moment, don't we? Where there's such inequality and non-acceptance, and you don't have to agree with other people's opinions, but you should be open to listening because you never know what you might learn or understand by listening. And so kids are wonderful little vessels that could create a whole new way of thinking, which is leads to why you're passionate about working with children and teens in particular. And so this sort of leads into your bigger vision. What is that bigger vision you have, Wendy?
Well, the vision started a couple of years ago when I decided then to let's take this information, make it available for children. I mean, if I go back to my dancing life, I really enjoyed teaching children, and to see the smiles and enthusiasm on the faces of the children when they've learnt something new or they've gotten a step, and I thought, well, that's what it's about. Children are open to learning new things. As adults, we're not so open, but if you get a young child, their mind, they want to learn. They're always looking for things to learn. And so I think that the vision started out with an idea, and then you sit down and you think, all right, who am I to start a business? What am I doing? I chatted to a few people, and they've done similar things that don't do it, don't go there, it won't work. So then I thought, oh gee, what am I doing? So then I went back and did some more study, and I thought, no, I have this dream, I have this desire to help children. So I thought, no, I'm going ahead with it. And then I thought, well, maybe the message I was trying to convey to people wasn't the right, maybe I'm not communicating the right message. That's why they weren't getting, that was the feedback I was getting. So I thought, all right. So then I decided to get a business coach who took me on this journey about education and how critical thinking started. And that enabled me to clarify my mission. And that made it more clear. And since the last couple of years, I've been developing the programs and, of course, the books. And they will be an ongoing development because you learn new things. I'm still learning and new ways of. So
Absolutely.
it's a vision. And to see, someone in their 30s who are living a happy life, knowing that, hey, one day, if in their life, they looked at the book or went through the program, and I was able to help them achieve and succeed. That's just what it's all about.
Absolutely. There's so many, when you start something new as an adult, or when you have a great big vision or imaginative idea as an adult, there are so many people who go, that won't work. That's never gonna fly. That's, you're doing the wrong thing. Everyone has an opinion. And I know, as you do, Wendy, that other people's opinions should not matter. If you have that burning desire to create something, then just do it, because it becomes no longer about you. It becomes about that bigger mission and vision, and yours is to create a different way of learning and thinking for children and young adults. And by doing so, who knows, one of your children may be someone who goes on to be the Prime Minister of Australia, for example, and they've had the knowledge that you've instilled in them, and imagine what change they could make. So you never know the ripple effect of what you do. But I hear this so often from adults that, and which is why I'm reminded of one of my favorite quotes from Theodore Roosevelt, you know, the man in the arena quote, where if you're not in there doing something, you don't have the right to comment about those of us that are in the doing.
Yes.
So Wendy, I know from the first time that I talked to Wendy, I felt and saw her passion and agreed that it was just such a worthwhile thing, because I do believe that we need to be teaching our children a whole range of skills that are no longer taught in school, things like mindset and meditation, resilience, and the power of the mind. Those things aren't taught in schools, are they, Wendy?
No, I think they are. People are starting to take an interest in it now, but as part of
Very.
The education institution, I'm sure, yeah, they do have mind wellness. They teach wellness,
yes.
But not to the same extent that the programs and books would go into. It's
yes.
sort of on the surface. And it, to be fair to the teachers, they haven't probably
oh, yes.
gone through the studies to really have a good understanding to be able to convey the message.
Because it's almost about a higher level of consciousness and understanding, and you can't educate from that perspective unless you've done it yourself or learnt about it or invested in your own education around that higher level of understanding and consciousness, correct?
Yeah. Correct, yes.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
So, Wendy, in speaking about our gorgeous younger generations and the children of today, what are some of the challenges that you find that the kids face most?
Well, I think today, obviously, there'll be a few children suffering COVID, not understanding it correctly. You've probably got anxiety, they're suffering a little bit of stress, lacking confidence in themselves, self-image. Social media bullying is such a big
yeah.
issue. And that's just, you know, some of them. I'm sure there's others, but I think that would be the main thing. And COVID, I don't think, has helped either. Children, you know, one day they're at school, the next day they're at home, and yes, it does cause a little bit of anxiety for them, not understanding.
And Wendy, we're relatively lucky here in Australia in terms of COVID and its interruption to education. There's many other countries, the UK, the US, where the virus is completely messing up their education. So like the UK is back into lockdown again, and
yes.
that's got to be having an impact on the children of that nation.
That's so true. And I think if we can, you know, teach the children a way of thinking so that it helps them alleviate some of these things that they're going through, if they're more confident in themselves and their abilities, I think they have a better way of thinking about these things. Instead of saying doom and gloom, they can then turn it around.
Yes.
And say, oh, well, this is an opportunity for me to be at home. I don't have to catch the bus to school and mum doesn't have to run around. So if we can teach them another way of looking at the situation in a more positive light. I mean, as you know, there's always good come out of every situation if you look for it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. But I think sometimes that, adults definitely take the negative. And again, if we could teach kids about looking for the positive and being grateful for that in every instance, we will change the way the world functions. So I want to talk about unlocking a child's inner potential. How does Inner Genius Kids and Teens programs help unlock your child's inner potential?
Well, your inner potential is the way you think. So if we can change the way the children are thinking, teach them a better way of thinking, that will help them learn about critical thinking, which is what thinking is all about. I mean, inner genius, a genius is just, the word genius means thinking in different ways, and that's what the programs are trying to do. So we get the children to think in another way. They develop these skills and abilities through the books and programs, which activities to learn and trying to change the way to get them to think more positively. So that's what, you know, the inner potential is. And if they can think a better way, well, then they will have a better understanding. They will make better decisions, so they create their achievements and success in life.
Yeah. So, Wendy, your programs are designed specifically for children. So I'm assuming that most of that happens outside of the education system. So how do parents get their children working with you and Inner Genius?
Well, the programs are uploaded onto a Thinkific platform, and the parents just have to go in. They just need to go in and sign up. They have all the programs are listed. The child has a whole year to go through the program, so they can go through them over and over and over again. With regards to the books, the first of the books are, as I said, 9 books. The first one will be published the 17th of next month. And along with that, so that will probably be through Amazon. And so there'll be a way that they can order the books. I'm also having a website being made, so that's another thing that they can go onto the website and there's a link there. There's also the virtual board game will be starting out for sale as soon as the first book is published as well. So you've got the Thinkific platform. I believe I can load the books into that as well. That's something that I'd have to look into. But it will be the website, and so it's easy. Send me an email and I can just let them know further. So those programs, they have a whole year. So that's plenty of time to keep going over and,
So, Wendy, the ages of the kids that can do the programs, how young and how old?
Well, I've got the first program, Inner Genius Kids. That's up to 11 years of age. And then I've got the teens program that's divided into two, 11 to 14 years and then 15 to 18 years. So the information that I'm teaching is the same information, but it's in a different language as the children are growing up. So for the younger children, we've got a series of characters to represent imagination and our intuition to help them understand. But obviously as they're getting older, the children won't have the characters. They will be learning a different way, but still the same information. So, and also with the books, I've got the same characters coming through in the book. So you've got the information from a baby right through. So it's just adding on. So if you've got a good base, then you can just add on to it and they develop the better understanding.
So obviously for the younger children, the program will need a reasonable amount of parent participation. So the parents need to be engaged a certain amount to make sure that the children are following the program. Is that my understanding, Wendy?
They can do. I mean, if you have a child, say close to from 9 to 10, they probably will not
Yes.
need the parent. They can understand. I have activities on the way and ask questions, so it engages the children. But if they're doing it from a younger age, yes. And I would love the parents to sit down and go through it with them.
Yeah, I was going to
That
say
would
that would
be
be.
advantageous, I think.
The programs are set up though so that the older children can follow it through themselves. So they're learning about self-directed learning as well as what they're learning within the program. Is that
Yes,
correct?
that's correct. It's short videos. At the end of the video, there's a bit of a question. They then come back in the next video. We go through that question, and then we learn. It follows on, learn something different. So yes, yeah.
So they could, the children could do that daily, weekly, however they want. That's the way the program's set up. So it's kind of learn at your own pace or learn at your own understanding from a child's perspective.
That's correct. And they can do as much as they want, as little as they want. And as I said, they've got a whole year, so that's plenty of time for them to, if they're, they can go at their own pace.
Absolutely. And so you've set up these programs that are outside of the education system. So if you're wanting your children to truly reach a higher potential or actually be engaged in their limitless potential, these programs that you've done the curriculum for. We'll do that, won't they, Wendy?
Yes, they will. Yes, they will. Down the track, I do hope to approach different education institutions and have the programs more available. But that's a work in progress, and that's something that I will develop as we're going.
Because I'm thinking for after school care, what a great component your programs would be in an after school care scenario, Wendy.
Exactly. And also you've got the no, I'm not quite sure, I can't think of one of the names, but you send your child to after school tuition.
Yes. Yes,
Yes, so
yes, yes.
places like that as well.
The programs are for children worldwide, so it's not just an Australian-based program, is it, Wendy?
No, that's right. At the moment it is only in English, but there's down the track we can have other languages, but at the moment it's in English
Yes.
and people all over the world can understand them. I have lots of visual on the videos, so it's not all about
Yes.
reading. It's a visual, and words pop up so that the children think, oh yes, okay, I understand. So it's a lot of visual things for them.
Fantastic. Now, I want to talk about some of the results you're getting, firstly with children, and then I want to just tap back into your work with adults. But what sort of results do you see in your children when they're going through or have been through the program?
Well, the children, actually, it's funny, the children will probably then, I had an incident where the parent was telling me that the parent was being a bit negative, and the child turned around and said, oh, mum, that's a little bit negative. So the child, I think it was really good that the child was actually picking up on something that the parent was doing. And I think that's absolutely wonderful. Obviously, that child is already learning and understanding the material. Yes, I had over in the UK, I did the pilot of the
Yes.
program in the UK, and it was about 4 weeks in, and this young little lad, He was a bit overweight, not accepted by the other children, was a bit of an outcast. He wasn't doing very well at school either. But the way the program and the characters are, during he had a maths exam during the course of the program, and the teacher came to him the next day and she said, "Oh, you did much better in your exam. How come?" He said, "Well, I used my mind. That's how I did better." So I thought, yes. So that was absolutely wonderful,
isn't it?
Yes, it is.
That's amazing. And so when you trialled the program in the UK, was there a reason why you picked the UK?
Yes, I had good friends over there who had easy access to two of the schools, and that's how come the pilot was over there. And I was about to launch the pilot here in one of the schools on the Gold Coast when COVID hit, and of course that was sort of put on the wayside. But that's okay. So it turned out that it enabled me to redevelop the programs in a different way to make it online, more accessible, and that's been really wonderful due to COVID, because the children are learning online, so it's very easy. And to be honest, they understand all this technology more than what I do.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's actually, that's got to be one of the positives of COVID, is the transference from face-to-face to online. And, of course, all of the kids of this generation will never forget this time, will they? And, again, it's an opportune time when they have to stay home or they are in lockdown, that they can access a program that might give them something other than straight education, i.e. maths, English, science, something different to focus their minds on and to practice whilst they are in lockdown. I'm actually really glad that you did it in the UK, because already it's showing it has international potential, other than just Australian potential. So what about your older kids? How does it work with teenagers, and what sort of results and feedback have you got from the teenagers partaking in the program?
The teenagers, I haven't had a lot of contact with the teenagers as yet. But I should have, you know, the program, if it's working for the younger children, there's no reason why it can't be carried forward to the older children. And as I said, obviously the program for the older children don't have the same characters, but then I've developed, you know, other activities for the older children. For example, for the older children, they're learning to drive. So I've developed this program where I associate the mind with running a car. So, for example, if you want to do better, you've got to improve your way of thinking, have positive thoughts. Well, think about your thoughts as the fuel coming into the car. You want the best fuel coming in for it to run better. So these things I've created for the older children to get them thinking a little bit differently. So it's still engaging.
I'm going to say, Wendy, the teenage years are pretty tough. And if there's ever a time when they need some additional support and learning, it would have to be during those years, in particular when those hormones start impacting on their health and well-being, and they're trying to cope with bullying and all the things that happen in those teenage years. I can't think of a better way to help them if your child is struggling in those years, to get them some of this education around how their mind works.
Well, it's so important, because when you hit the teenage years, there is a lot of socially you don't think you fit in, and I talk about this in the program where I'm too fat, or I'm too thin, I'm too short, I'm not smart enough.
Yes.
Well, if the children can understand themselves and think better about themselves, have greater confidence in themselves, in self-belief, then that will lead them thinking, well, yes, I am unique and I have exactly the same abilities as each and every other person in my classroom or in my group. So they are special. Each and every child is special. And if they're more confident in themselves and their abilities, that will help them. And that's what the programs are designed to do.
Yes. Wendy, last year I had the pleasure of talking to two of the most inspirational young people. One of them was a 15-year-old from the UK, and the other was a 17-year-old from Sydney, formerly the UK. And so the 17-year-old Elliot, whilst completing year 12 in a COVID year, was managing 104 eco projects across the world. And the 15-year-old is an inspirational speaker in the UK with her own channel, etc. And I thought, I remember reflecting on the end of the year, at the end of the year, thinking, wow, if we could have more of these sorts of inspirational young people, and if we could encourage more of our 10, 12, 15, 17-year-olds to step out and believe that anything is possible. And when I remember thinking at the time that your programs are the programs that help create these inspirational type young people. And the more we encourage our young people, teach our young people and get them to understand how their mind works, imagine what that could create. Imagine if we had, you know, 50 Elliots across the world. Imagine if we had 50 Vanessas across the world, each in their own countries, each doing, realizing their own inner potential at a young age. The world would be a different place. We wouldn't see the violence. We wouldn't see the inequality. We'd have food programs, health programs, and all manner of things, because we've given a child the ability to think outside their normal. Oh, is that part of what plays into your vision, Wendy?
Well, yes, it does. I mean, that's what Inner Genius is all about. It's in inspiring these children with inquiring minds, which is what they have, to imagine and dream, and they're obviously achieving and succeeding. Yes. And they're accepting humanity. They have a better understanding of themselves, developing strong self-belief, and this is how they're creating this happy, this wonderful world. And, yes, that's what... That's what Inner Genius is all about. And that, to me, it's just amazing. And I think they are just wonderful, and that's what we need more of. Imagine, you know, if we can be living in a more caring world. I mean, our world would be a lot better because people are thinking more clearer. Yes, they're making better decisions. And and I think the new technologies that we need to come up with in the future, and the children are going to be the ones to create these new technologies.
Absolutely, Wendy. And that's the other thing about the world at the current moment, with so many children locked down or out of their normal routine. We don't know what might come out of this time, particularly in terms of technology. So imagine if one of your 10-year-olds did the program, and out of that he developed some amazing technology that does something truly magnificent. Because, you know, I've had these conversations throughout lots of 2020 around mindset, lots and lots of conversations around mindset. And one of the key ideas for me was the fact that everything in our current world, from cars to electricity to phones, started as a thought in someone's mind.
Yes,
And
yes.
so from that thought came an actual thing. And so by teaching children the power of their mind and the power of their thoughts, the future looks amazing, doesn't it, Wendy?
Oh, most definitely. And this is where, you know, the fact that we need to teach them about imagination and dreaming. And part of that is critical thinking. If you take a child in a sandbox, they're playing.
Yes.
And
yes. Mm-hmm.
Many, many generations ago, children used to learn critical thinking through exploration and play. A child in a sandbox, and they're creating, they've got a digger and everything. And then they think to themselves, I'm like, I want to create this road. How do I do that? So they create the road. Then they want to maybe add a building, but the sand is too dry. Oh, how do I do that? So they think and think, and then they add water and they can make a building. So they're critically thinking. If we can get them, inspire children to start using their imagination and dreaming and thinking about what they would like to be when they grow up or like to do, and that's something that unfortunately the minute we go to school, it's also, well, concentrate on what you're doing. This imagination seems to have died down, and part of inner genius is trying to inspire the children to get this imagination going again, because that's what gives you the desire to achieve. If you've got, say, I run through a little exercise with the children, you know, I've got this character dream build. What's dream build? Well, it helps to build your dreams. What would you like to be when you grow up? Sort of that thing. So it's getting them to think. So that's, and they need the imagination. And as you say, it first, everything's created twice in the world, once in the imagination and once in the real world. And I say to the children, look at the clothes you're wearing. What about the shoes? What about the desk you're sitting at, the chair? Everything was created in someone's imagination first. You can create something in the future. You have the ability.
Absolutely. I think from, I have to say that I love being in this time and age, and I have a particular love of futuristic travel. So I know from when I was very young, I always wanted to have one of those Jetson cars, and I get excited every time I see the technology that may lead to that dream of mine. And so there's probably kids out there that could assist with that. And, you know, the technology is not quite at that Jetson's imaginary level yet, but it's getting there. And so along with that, is the whole anything is possible. You can create anything if you have a dream and an imagination. And I agree with you, Wendy. I think that kids are discouraged once they get to school to not dream and imagine. And as adults, I had to relearn about imagination and dreaming. And it actually, as an adult, becomes part of my regular routine to just sit and dream a little. Whereas for kids, that's part of their natural environment up to a certain age, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, how many times as a if you're a parent, you've given your young baby some pots and pans or a box? You know, you've given them a toy at Christmas. They don't want the toy, but they sit and play with the box, and their imagination is just flying. Oh, yes, I can fly and I can do this and that. And that's why I think having the technology today, like, for example, the books all have augmented reality. I find that mind-blowing how you can have an app and you hover over it and it just comes to life somewhere. It's amazing.
I was just going to say, what does that look like for the kids during the program?
Oh, it's wonderful. They download an app. It's all they know how to do all that, and then you just hover over the they've got like a barcodey thing, and they hover over it, and all of a sudden this picture will come to life, and it's just. I just find it unbelievable how this technology can do that. And it's no different from the board game. When I was suggesting to the publisher, I want to do this board game, and they said, make it virtual. I said, well, how do you do that? I still, you know, find it unbelievable that they're going to make a virtual board game. It's just, for my age, I think, wow, you know, it's incredible.
I know. I do too. I find it really...
Oh, the children these days have got so much.
Yeah, yeah. And exactly. So the creativity that aligns with imagination is something that we need to really encourage children to jump back into and partake in and allow them, because by stopping them delving into their dreams and their imagination, we are stopping them from creating what may be an amazing thing for the future of humanity, aren't we?
Oh, definitely. I mean, that's how, you know, the light bulb was invented, the first motor car, the Wright brothers. I mean, you know, and you've got to teach the children also that, yes, you might want to have, you do have a dream, you imagine a dream, and to keep at it, because, you know, these people that invented the first plane, they didn't just do it. They had years of study
and
kept going.
And again.
The light bulb took him 10,000 times before he created it. I mean, you know.
That's a lot, isn't it?
It is. That's a lot of times. But to keep going, to have that persistence and determination, if you've got that desire in you, that's what will keep you going. Be persistent. And, yes, you're going to have setbacks. We all have setbacks. But it's how you come back from the setbacks, to think positive about the setbacks, to continue. And that's very important for the older children, the older teens as well. Be persistent. Yes. You might not be the best student at school, but that doesn't mean that you cannot achieve in life. If you use your imagination and dream and have that desire and be persistent.
Because the world is made up of all sorts of different people. It's not just the brilliant and imaginative. It is made up of all sorts of people, from the people that clean and cook to the people that run countries. The world is made up of different people. And it doesn't matter what you do. It's about the person you are. And so, Wendy, I know that your programs are developed to bring the best of children to life. And before we completely run out of time this morning, I just want you to tell the listeners quickly how they can connect with you to ask further questions.
I think the best way would be to send me an email, and I'm sure you've got the link. Send me an email. If they want to have a look at the programs, that's through innergeniusglobal.thinkific.com. The best way, send me an email and we can have a chat and I can just point them in the right direction.
Absolutely. And for those of you, it's the email and Wendy's contact details will be on the website later today. If you're listening live, I know that Payo will put those details in the chat boxes for you. So, Wendy, we are just about out of time. It's gone really quickly. Thank goodness we have some more sessions to come. So this morning, lovely listeners, we have been listening to Wendy McQuinney from Inner Genius Global, whose mission is to help children and young adults to tap back into their imagination and to start to see who they can possibly be. And her programs are available across the world, and the website for that is innergeniusglobal.thinkific.com. Wendy's available at any time to answer any questions from any of the parents who are listening today who may want to look at giving their children that extra little bit of help, because I believe that what Wendy does and what Wendy's programs do, they help inspire your children to be the best that they can be by instilling self-belief and self-confidence, which will help them grow into amazing adults. Wendy, thank you so much for being on Radio Tony today, our everyday business show. I look forward to another show next week. But my listeners, that's it for now. Radio Tony will be back again next week with Wendy to talk more about Inner Genius Global and her programs for children, teens, and perhaps we'll touch on adults next week. Thanks so much, Wendy.
Thanks, Tony.
Over to you, TJ, and that's bye for now. Bye.